if you want to give something to someone, you can change your mind. Hallelujah. Are we excited this morning? You listen to me. I used to be a club person before I got born again. Big time club. There's no place sweet as worshiping in the presence of God. How many of you agree with me? Yeah, there's no place as sweet as that. Hallelujah. And so we are so glad this morning for the gift of life. We are going to continue from where we stopped still on our subject, the salvation and the knowledge of the truth. Salvation and the knowledge of the truth. The Holy Spirit has really aided us to explore this topic very deep, deeper than I think we're going to do. And last week we were able to see that as much as God wants you to be saved, He wants you to have the knowledge of the truth, because as soon as you become a Christian, you become a target for deception. The prime target for deception is not an unbeliever, it's a believer. Yes. The reason the devil is out to deceive is not because of an unbeliever is a deceived object already. Deception is meant for those who already are in the way of salvation. And so this you must know, that you are a target. You are a prime target for deception. Everything the devil is doing is to manipulate the mind of someone who already believes. If you don't believe in Christ, you don't need to be deceived. You have been deceived. The Bible says, for the light of the gospel of Jesus Christ has not shined to their mind. He said, the prince of this world has blindfolded them. And so when a man is not saved, he's blindfolded already. But a man that is saved is a target. And so as believers, one of the things God wants you to know is that as soon as you become born again, there are powers assigned to ensure you are deceived. And that's why you see a believer who has walked with the Lord for so long, something will just happen. Lately I was sharing with Pastor Abraham, and you know, he was sharing with me some deep things that ears should not hear. If I say ears do not hear, there are things that if you hear, it will shake your belief. As a believer, you are not strong. And I was saying, how did we get to this point in the body of Christ? And he said, it was what we were hearing. Certain teachings came up that amplified immorality. Certain pastors became deceived by what they were hearing and teaching. And you know, when you receive truth that is not a complete truth, it does not make it truth. That it is not complete can still deceive. It is that it has potency in it to deceive. You know, I heard some scandals lately of some ministers I respect. These are teachers that God has given to the body. And I heard one of them, and I was telling him, I said, when I saw it, I told my wife, I said, I was disappointed. This is a rocket. When they say someone is a teacher, that how did he get to this point? Deception, sir. Deception. Deception is how he gets there. When a minister starts sleeping around with people he should be teaching. There was one of them who confessed openly. He had a ministry. The ministry encouraged sexual purity. He himself started defiling the members of the ministry. He was deceived. He heard what he should not hear. He saw what he should not see. Deception. And last week we were able to see, we started by looking at, you know, number one. I said there are three ways deception will rise in the last days. Jesus himself said, he said, in the last days many. He said, there shall be many false prophets. Matthew 24. He said, and many shall be deceived. One of the things, Jesus himself said it. Many will be deceived. Many will rise to deceive many. And we say, lying words are untrue, false sayings, proclamations, sugar-coated, sweet-mouthed words that are meant to get people carried away. Hallelujah. Manipulations, motivations, using deceptive words, telling untrue stories, events that never happened, to captivate the mind of the hearers. One of the things you must guide, because the way to your heart is your ears. What you hear, you must be careful. Because the first woman that was deceived by hearing. The Bible says, after she heard, she was made to see. She first heard. When she heard, the devil said, can you check it out? The Bible says, when she saw, the deception was completed. It's good that we have access on the internet today to all kind of teachings. But see what you hear. You know, before a believer grows under one pastor, listens to the pastor, grow under the pastor feeds him. But today it's not like that. You have all kind of ministers on the internet. People hear all kind of things, but they are confused. Hallelujah. And so, very important, number two, there will not be time for me to go back to last week's teaching. We say, number one is that they will use lying words. I've told you, lying words, they will give prophecies that are not correct. Then they will manipulate people with words. And number two, that will be used in the last days, is lying works. Deceitful works. Last week, we were not able to look at it in depth. And so, we are going to look at it, trusting God with time. A lot of things I have in mind to share with you today. So, I want us to start by looking at what I call by their fruits. One of the indications the Bible gave to us, about Jesus himself, after he gave all some of these prophecies, he said, these are indications. These are things you will see. These are things you will... When you see these things, be careful. You should put on your guard. When you see these traces, and we are going to be looking at Matthew 7, chapter 7, and from verse 15. Very important. Matthew 7, and from verse 15. Okay, thank you. Are you there? Beware of false prophets. That word beware means be careful. When they say you should be careful of something, means this thing have tendency to pull you down. Anything you are warned to be careful of or to be aware of its presence, it means the thing has capacity to bring you down. Which come to you in sheep clothing. The Bible said they will look like us. Listen to me. They will look like us. Because the Bible describes us as sheep. And the only way a sheep will ever mingle with a sheep is if the sheep looks like a sheep. No sheep will see a wolf and mingle with it. The only reason mingling will be allowed is because, you know, they look alike. The Bible says, for you to accept them, they will have to talk like you. They will come to you. Now, you are the target. They will come to you in sheep clothing. They will clothe themselves. They will wear garments like we wear garments. They will wear suits like we wear suits. They will speak like we speak in tongues. They will speak church languages like we speak. Everything you look like, they will look like it. But inwardly, they are ravening wolves. Inwardly, on the inside. Now, what we are teaching is to help you see what is inside. Because there are a lot of things your physical eye is seeing that is deceitful. It is not what it is until you see from the inside. May your eyes be opened. If I'm praying for you, let your amen be the loudest. Give me 1 John chapter 2. We'll come back here. 1 John chapter 2 from verse 19. 1 John 2, 19. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. It's a matter of time. Deception does not last for long. They will always be revealed. Anything that looks like deception around you, I pray the Lord will expose them. If you are saying, let your amen be the loudest. Go back to Matthew 7, verse 16. Matthew 7, 16. Holy Spirit, help. Ye shall know them how? Talk to me, how will you know them? So the Bible wants you to know them. God wants you to know. You will know. There's a way we know. By their fruits. He said, do men gather grapes of thorns, of figs, or thistle? Here, Christ is talking about that whatever bears a fruit, the fruit comes from its nature. The Bible says, because of their nature, they will bear certain characters. They will relate with certain habits and attributes that will make you know this is not God. Even though they look like us, you will know they are not of us. By the reason of the fruits they will produce, you will know. So fruits are futures or characters produced as a result of a particular nature of a tree. A mango fruit comes from a mango tree because it is in its nature. Now, it is in the nature of these deceitful workers in the last day, you know, three fruits you are going to see them bear: lying words, lying works, and lying wonders. They are going to see, because in these are the ways they can get people. They are words, they are works, they are wonders, but they are deceitful. Their aim at your money and your soul, to dominate your heart. So they can only function within the jurisdiction of deception because of their nature. No matter how good they appear to you, they cannot but do anything than to deceive. Because it is in them to deceive. And we must know that there are forces behind deception. Deception does not just happen. They are powered by demonic activities. They have simple aim of robbing you of your money. Anytime somebody stands before you to deceive you, he's targeting number one. He wants to get your mind, get your money, and get you enslaved. The target is always to control you, to manipulate you. And you know, they have destroyed a lot of wonderful relationships. Wonderful, you know, people have been brought down by deception. I was in the lorry and someone was sharing with me about a man who was very wealthy and somehow find himself in a church. And as soon as they saw the car he brought, that was where his problem started. They milked him out of all that he brought. Can you imagine somebody came to a church, wealthy, with his family, he had a car, was working in a nice place. The first thing they did was to separate him from his wife. And they told him his wife was a witch. And so, married another lady for him in that church. Sent his wife packing. Now, because he was very rich, He bought a car for the leader of the church, a lady, you know, helped them to build the church. Everything they wanted, he became the financier. While doing that, he lost his job in the church. Sold his car. So somehow, he started working in the church. And so, he became a church employee. After some time, he started driving the lady he bought car for. You see, when we take time to teach these things, we have seen people who have been brought low. And listen to me, these people have good intentions. They just want to serve God. They just want to be in a place where God is watching. But because they can't discern deception, they are trapped. He lost everything and became... So, the woman started giving him money to eat. They finished him, removed his wife from him. Now, that is why I tell people, any vision that targets your marriage, that say your marriage, listen, you have married a woman, she's been with you for years, you didn't die, you became rich, you had children, all of a sudden she became the witch. One of the things deception does is to first remove from you the person that is defending you. Anyone they see, that's why when they want to deceive you, they say, if you tell your mother, because they know mothers are powerful in our lives. They say, don't tell anybody, especially your mother, she is the reason you are suffering. I've seen mothers who came to me crying and said, I've labored all my life to see my child grow and become a good person. And all of a sudden, my child is telling me I'm a witch. He's been deceived. Can you imagine at this point somebody telling me my mother is a witch? I could believe it if I don't have knowledge. They will give you reasons to believe. So they will remove from you all the good relationships. The first thing, all the good relationships around you, deception will first remove. They will first strip you. You'll be alone. Strip you. Cut all. And that's why you see, I have concern for church members who don't talk to their pastors. Because if the first way a sheep is being deceived is that they separate him from other sheep, one. If the predator wants to get a sheep, he will target one that is like separated from others. So they will, while others are running, they will be chasing him in a direction away from others. So number two is to separate him from his shepherd. If that is done, finish. So I used to have burden when you see church members who are beefing their ministers. Deception has started. Because the devil will remove everything he knows around you that will help you. He will cut you from it. You know, one of the attributes of these false apostles and prophets is to tell you, only me, don't tell anybody. Because I'm the one God said he will use. Only me, don't tell your mother. Don't tell your wife. See, somebody begin to tell you, don't tell anybody. Don't tell anybody. It's an indication that is out for something. You tell somebody, you will die. You will die. Hallelujah. There are men and women, they are very much more in these last days, in the present world that we are in, they have chosen to rise by the way of deception. That is what they have chosen to do. They want to rise in life and become great. They have chosen one method, deception. And they will have to use people to get to where they are going to. And some of them will come your path and they will want to use you. There are men who have decided, and one of the ways they have found today is by the way of starting ministry. Because the easiest way to get people around you is to start a ministry. So it is not because they want to be pastors, but it's a method they have chosen to come to limelight, and they need people to ride upon to do that. So how do we get people? How would they get people around them? Let's start an NGO. Be careful of taking benefits from NGOs. Free things are not always free. When we're growing those days in barracks, there's something we say, one day, a wolf know they run belly, but the truth is that he runs belly. Free things. Literally, nothing is free. And so you must be careful, because they will come your way. These are men who have chosen that they must be what they have, what the devil has told them they are not. And they want to achieve it by the way of deception. We must rise. And men will be used to do that. They don't care whose life, whose resources is destroyed. They just want to rise. And let me tell you something. Let me tell you this. This one thing I have taken, you know, to be my principle of relating with somebody. If I see that you are too desperate, I run away from you. I am not cool with people who lack patience. If I see that you have desperation, either by the way of becoming a minister or a businessman, the first thing I will do is to cut away, because I know where desperation will lead you to, and I know what led you to desperation. You hear somebody say, I must begin healing ministry. Be careful. You may be the sacrifice for the ministry. Desperation. Desperation. Even God was patient to wait for 6 days. Creating day after day. He didn't say, I'm God. I say today, everything must appear today. Even God. Hallelujah. Every act of deception, every act of deception ends in three things: stealing, killing, and destruction. The Bible says in John chapter 10 and verse 10, the devil has come to steal, to kill, and to what? And to destroy. Anytime deception is initiated, these three things will be the end result. Either something will be stolen from you, or destroyed, or completely terminated. Those of you who have been deceived will agree with me. Are people who have met me and they said, I have. Somebody told me, she said she has used, okay, she said it here openly, that she has used 1 million before for it to Adura. 1 million. There are people who have used more to buy soap. God, thank you for knowledge. Such people, tell them to that the church need money, want to buy 10 blocks. They don't have money. It is deception that will make a church member give money he won't give to his pastor, give to a liar. I was listening to one pastor. And his member went to one, somebody introduced him to one, you know, all this introduction. And the man is powerful. He will see everything now. Give the solution now. Be careful of all this now thing. He give now. And he went with his car, but did not return. With his car. And when he got back to church, his pastor asked him, what happened? You and your family came to this, I sold the car. Where? He said, I went to one pastor's place. I know them. Yeah, let's go. The pastor said, this man is my church member, and I know what you did to him. Oh yeah, give me the car key. He said, sorry, I don't know it's from your church. That was how they returned the car key. is a man who will not even give his own passport transport money. Hallelujah. If all pastors depend upon our church members, many pastors will die. Thank God for divine supplies. Hallelujah. So today we are going to be, I'm going to be saying, last week we talked about lying words, and I told you how people use words to turn people's mind around by the way of prophecy, by the way of I heard God said, I saw, I heard, by the way of, you know, cajoling you. And so today we'll be looking at lying works. Now write this down: lying works or deceitful works. They come in form of gifts, kind gestures, or charity. Lying works comes in form of gifts, kind gestures, or charity, with ungodly intentions. Mark that. They are gifts, but the gifts have something behind that you are not seeing your physical eyes. Kind gestures, charity in form of palliative. So in that church, if you go every service, they will give you mortina and meat pie. With ungodliness, and to put you off guard. The essence of the gift is to make you throw caution to wind, so that they can gain access into your heart to gain control of you. So look, lying works always come in form of, you know, somebody saying, okay, we are going to do this for you, we'll pay your school fees, we'll do this, we'll, you know, buy a bag of rice, all kind of gifting activities. Anywhere gift is being given, it doesn't mean God is there. That people are giving something out free doesn't mean it's from a good intention. Now let me show you a scripture. If I can have this in the TLB, I will appreciate. Colossians 2 and from verse 8. Colossians 2 and from verse 8. Okay, thank you. TLB. Okay, let me read this first, then let me look for TLB. Beware lest any man spoil you. That word spoil means to exploit. Be careful lest any man, meaning the men will come with the intention of exploitation. Through philosophy, this is number, this he said, and vain deceit. Now that word philosophy means reasoning. Philosophy is about reasoning. Using words to turn your reasoning around. Some people will do some things, you wonder, did he graduate from university? When you hear how he's been deceived, one local prophet who doesn't know anything would deceive a graduate who spent years, I shared one with you before, a lawyer, a barrister. Him and his wife were trusting God for the fruit of the womb. And they said the prophet was going to pray for them, and the prophet said he was supposed to have vigil for them in their house. He came, they gave him food, he ate. They said, when should we start vigil? He said, when it is 12. When it was 12, he told the man, he said he should lie down and be praying. See, because the demons hindering his wife from having children, they are in the bedroom. And he will go with madame to the bedroom because they are too dangerous. He cannot confront them. So he stayed down and took madame to bedroom, a lawyer. They are all his years of studying law in school. By manipulation. And where he was lying. I can't imagine a married man praying that kind of prayer. How? With your wife, with another person upstairs, and he lied down. So where he was praying, you know, something just occurred to him that it's like something is wrong. So he picked his phone and called one pastor. And the pastor said, where is the man now? He said, he's upstairs. With who? He said, with madam. You, where are you? He said, I'm downstairs. Doing what? Praying. I said, oh yeah. Go now. By the time he will get there, he has stripped the woman. And listen to me. Those things don't happen ordinarily. They happen by hypnotism. It is part of, it's an advanced version of deception. When they use another power to captivate the mind, they make you do what ordinarily in your real mind, in your right senses, you will not do. It's a spiritual advanced version of deception. Thank God the man made that call. He would have had a bastard as his first child. Vain deceit after the tradition of men, after the rudiment of the world, not after Christ. Okay, watch out for people who try to dazzle you with big words. Thank you. They try to dazzle. I like that word. To be dazzling me, you are doing like this. They dazzle you with big words. Intellectual double talk. They want to drag you off into endless argument that never amount to anything. They spread their ideas through empty tradition of human beings and the empty superstition of spirit beings. But that's not the way of Christ. The standard is whatever does not match with the way of Christ, throw it away. Doesn't matter how it looks. Throw it away. Dump it. That was why Paul was saying in Galatians chapter 1, he said, after we have preached this gospel to you, if another one come, another person, he said, if it be, from Galatians 1:7-9, he said, if an angel appear as an angel and say, thus says the Lord, I'm the angel from the presence of God, if he says anything other than this gospel of Christ, Paul will shake with Allen. Say, may they be cursed. Paul now went further in verse 9. He said, even if I come back, if I, Paul, come back and say, this is not, this, if I tell you to stop buying handkerchief for 50 naira or 500, you buy soap. For God's sake, you buy the one you use at home. You still come to church and still buy. You buy soap, buy handkerchief, buy all Bibles. Listen, people who involve in these things, the Bible says they are cursed. And that's why it bothers me when you try to tell them and they are fighting you. A cursed person is fighting you. The Bible says they are cursed. There's a curse already. As soon as a man starts deceiving another man, he receives curse automatically. He is cursed. And when a man is cursed, forget the man. He has been marked. And people who deceive don't know this. Because of what they benefit from it, they don't know that even they themselves, the automatic effect, because the Bible speaking, somewhere in Timothy, he said, they themselves being deceived. For anyone to deceive another, he is being deceived. There are strategies put in place or staged. You know, when they say they stage something to make you feel loved, lying works. They are staged to make you feel loved, cared for, accepted. But the intention is to feast on you. Proverbs 27, verse 6. Give me Proverbs chapter 27, verse 6. Proverbs 27, verse 6. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. But the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. Kisses. You know, when somebody comes to kiss you, that word kiss means greetings. Oh, you are welcome. Bless you. At your knee. The Lord will bless. The Lord will increase you. The Bible says the kisses. Though it looks like you are loved, but the Bible says it is deceitful. Faithful. You know, one thing, if people don't like people who tell them truth. People don't like friends who tell them, this where you are about to enter. When you see somebody and say, that is the path. The Bible says there's a way that seems right. It's called deception. There's a way that seems right to a man. The end of it, therefore, is destruction. That way is the way of deception. It's always, deception always look right. What is the definition of deception? Looking at evil, thinking it is good. A way that seems right, but is wrong. Deception. So, that way that seems right to a man, that the end is destruction. The definition of that way is the way of deception. Is the way of deception. Proverbs 23, give me verse 3, or from verse 1 to 3, because of our time. Proverbs 23, verse 1 to 3. When thou sittest to eat with a ruler, consider diligently what is before you. We are talking about deceitful works or lying works. That when somebody presents food before you, be careful. Verse 2. And put a knife to thy throat. If thou be a man given to appetite. If you love food, he said, it's time to hold your throat. Verse 3. Be not desirous of dainties, of his dainties, meaning the food is presented before you, for they are deceitful meat. It's not everything given to you in form of gift, food, whatever that is meant to do you good. The Bible says they are deceitful meat. While you are feasting, you are being feasted upon. Yeah. May you not eat what will put you in trouble. The Bible says they will do good works in the name of Christ in order to manipulate. Now remember in Matthew 7, give me Matthew 7, 22. Look at what the Bible says in Matthew chapter 7, verse 22. Matthew 7, 22. Matthew chapter 7 and verse 22. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devil, and in thy name done many wonderful works. They will do this in the name of God to believe those who believe in Christ, to deceive those who believe in the name of Christ. Verse 23. And they will profess unto, then I will profess unto them, and I never knew you, depart from me, ye that walk iniquity. Hallelujah. May we not fall in their traps. I said it earlier on, I said, believers are the prime target for deception. As soon as you are a believer, the devil targets you for deception. Now, let me show you this, what I call another gospel, and the definition of another gospel. Now, I was quoting the other time, Galatians chapter 1. Give me from verse 6. Galatians chapter 1 from verse 6. I marvel that ye are soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel. Paul was emphatic that there is another gospel. Verse 7. Which is not another. But there be some that trouble you and will pervert the gospel of Christ. To pervert means to corrupt it, to devalue it. Verse 8. But though we or an angel from heaven preach an any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. If another person come, and you know this is the target of anyone who tries to deceive. Number one is to deny the lordship of Christ. To deny the lordship of Christ. To make you see another savior, or to make you see another help aside the jurisdiction of the gospel. Whatever solution anyone proposes to you that is not within the jurisdiction of Christ and the gospel, it is aimed at deceiving you. It doesn't matter how it looks like it can help you. No matter what the problem looks like, any solution anyone proposes to you and say this will help you, look at it in the context of Christ. If it is not within the borderline of the gospel, it will get you down. It may help you in the initial stage, but the end of it is destruction. As somebody who went to, you know, get married, and after getting married, they went to get a baby. And when they got the baby, an herbalist actually gave them the baby. And they say, is it not the same God? He to call God. And the woman had the baby. And the herbalist was telling her, will you be able to worship? That's the meaning. And he said, ah, don't worry, there is money. Anything the baby needs, we will give. And the baby started growing up at a very young age, began to demand all kinds of things. The woman didn't know she was giving a demon. And can you imagine a baby wake up and tell her mother she wants to eat lion? And you know, one day the baby woke up and was asking, started making the funny request and said, I want fruit. And the mother said, okay, what you're asking for is at least we can afford that. And bought all kind of sweets. And they arranged the sweets. Which one? He said, I don't want this one. Which kind of sweet? He pointed to his mother's eyeball. Ah, the mother said, ah, Junior, are you mad? Hey, okay, would you have your tom tom? The mother's eye looked like sweet. And listen to me, that eye he pointed at started paining the woman as if mosquito bit her. She lost the first eye. Started spending money, lost the second eye. Then lost Junior. And Junior went back to his family. Hallelujah. There's nothing like Abiku. It's when the devil gives someone a child and he collects it back. That's the meaning of Abiku. Praise God. So, let's go further. Now, another gospel. Let's look at 2 Corinthians 11, verse 3. 2 Corinthians 11 and verse 3. But I fear, lest by any means, as the serpent deceived, that word be good means deceived, Eve, through his subtlety, so your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. Verse 4. For if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if ye receive another spirit which we have not received, or another gospel which ye have not accepted, ye might well bear with him. Hallelujah. Now, usually, I would like to define to you what another gospel is, so that when you see it, you will know. Another gospel has a different subject and a different object. The subject of another gospel is not Christ. The subject of the gospel, subject means the central matter, the main reason why we are discussing an issue. The main subject of the gospel is the person of Christ. Now, it becomes another gospel when the subject matter or the subject is no more Christ. You remember in Ephesians chapter 4, when Christ himself, you know, Paul was explaining the fivefold offices. He said he gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some pastors, evangelists, and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, until we all come to the unity of faith, until we grow to the measure and the full stature of the person of Christ. Now, the subject is Christ. The object is the people. The subject is Christ. The object is the people. The subject of the matter is Christ. The target is the people. Bringing Christ to the people. He said, for the work that, for the equipping of the saints. So the saints are the target for the gospel. Now, when the target or the object become money, then the subject matter becomes the minister himself, not Christ. So, when the subject is not Christ and the object is not people, that's when you see a minister using the people to build himself or do to himself what he thinks he should be. By any means, draining people and bringing them down. Hallelujah. And so, there are people actually that God have called and given a ministry, but they have turned it around for their selfish and deceitful use. There are people who are genuinely called. We must know this. There are people who are genuinely called, brethren who are genuinely called, pastors, ministers of the gospel, teachers and evangelists. But because they are deceived, they turn the office into an instrument of deception to deceive people. And now, the reason we are emphasizing this is because we have not yet seen them. They are going to increase rapidly in these last days. You know, lately I got disappointed by what happened in America. Got so disappointed. Because people now believe the only way to be a genuine minister is to prophesy what is happening in government. That's the belief. That's the general belief now. That people must, you must say that somebody must win election or somebody will not win election. And so many people came out and prophesied that Donald Trump was going to be the president of America. A lot of prophecies flying everywhere. In fact, from some people I even respect. And the day Donald Trump left office, it was a mockery of Christianity. It was a mockery. These are people who genuinely have the office. And I used to listen to me. I am so contented. I can stay a whole year and not prophesy. It does not change me. It is God that called. He called me a prophet before I prophesied the first prophecy. Before I ever say, "Thus says the Lord," was when God called me a prophet. So if I didn't say, "Thus says the Lord," it doesn't change that I'm a prophet. This I have known for long. I am never under pressure to say, "Thus says the Lord." I am never. Because I know I became a prophet before prophesying. So, I'm not troubled. For some of you who come to me for prayer or something, if I pray for you, I can counsel you. It doesn't mean I give you a vision. I'll counsel. If you don't like counsel, good. But I'll counsel you from the word. If prophecy come, I'll tell it. In fact, some I don't like telling. I'll just tell you in form of advice. So that you not come again and to hear another prophecy. That's why it has become the cheapest market for deceitful workers, the prophetic. Because people are easily drawn by prophetic words. And so, it doesn't change me. Either I prophesy or not, it doesn't change me. Yeah, this kind of meeting, prophecy must follow. No. Who says that? The most important thing in any meeting is the teaching of the word. Any, the most important is the teaching. If that is done, every other thing is an addition. If the word of God is being taught, then let's share the grace. You know, those days, the belief is that if you go to a program, a service, and there's no prophecy, God has not spoken. People will leave not happy and say, "God has not spoken to us today," because somebody had not said, "Thus says the Lord." And so, men who saw that is what we want, came in sheep clothing and started manipulating. I pray that for every one of us, that will not be a victim of deception in the name of Jesus. And the Lord will open our understanding, and the Lord will strengthen us in Jesus' name. Rise up to your feet. Father, we thank you. Blessed be your holy name. We pray that the revelation of your word and understanding will increase on the inside of us. You will sharpen our mind. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray.